On the showbiz sofa tonight, a fella who's been in music for, I think, if my maths is right, over 20 years, both as part of one of the biggest boy bands on the planet and also a solo artist in his own right. He's back with a brand new and 10th album, Time of My Life. It is great to be chatting to Ronan Keating. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to the showbiz sofa. You're nice and comfy.
Very comfy. I like this sofa.
It's all right, isn't it? Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
I've got to say, Ronan, you are looking good.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm feeling great. I mean, I'm on the promo trail. I was actually watching myself on, watched back the National Lottery performance I did on Saturday. I thought, geez, mate, you look tired. You know, I look tired. But, you know, this is what we do. You get up and you got to do it. But it's early mornings and late nights at the minute, and it catches up on you. And I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
No, me neither. But 20 years in music, you're still very much the poster boy. You know, 20 years on me in this job, and I'm the postman. What's it like? I mean, does it feel like yesterday when you first started out doing this, or is that more of a distant memory now?
It doesn't. Like, it does, you know, the boys' own thing. It seems like yesterday at times. But then you know, I start rhyming off all the stuff I've done in that time. You think, holy moly, there's been a lot, and I've had a great career. I'm very lucky. Feeling like I'm kind of starting again, though. You know, I do feel energized and refreshed, even though I might not look it today.
I've been reading quotes from you saying that you were talking about losing the confidence to simply be you, but now you're much more comfortable, and I'm guessing that's reflected in the album.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been insecure. I've always looked for. Not so much respect, but you look for recognition, or you look for approval. Sorry, you look for approval from other people when, you know, and that's something people do a lot. They look for approval from other people. You shouldn't really. I mean, we're all so unique and so individual. And, I still struggle with that, looking for approval when I shouldn't. I shouldn't have. None of us should. We should all be comfortable in our own skin and who we are. So, you know, that's something I've struggled with over the years, and I continue to. I think we all do. So, yeah, but I'm better than I've ever been with it. You know, writing songs like this and giving an album like this shows me that, because I've never been able to do that before.
Speaking of confidence, of course, you were a judge in Australia on The X Factor, and I believe now The Voice, if I'm right.
That's right. I'm heading down as a coach at the end of Feb. I'll be going down to Australia. Sitting on the panel with Jesse J and the Madden Brothers and Delta Goodrum. So I'm looking forward to it. 5 years on X, I learned a lot. And I think I'll be able to give quite a lot on this show. I think what The Voice needs worldwide is a star, a big star, and I hope I can be part of that.
You're ideally placed to go on the panel, aren't you? Because I guess you can share some of the stuff that you've gone through when you're a mentor and help other people become a big talent, just like you.
Yeah, I hope so. I really do. I know I can give a lot. I know I'm not opinionated, but I've got a lot to say when it comes to this stuff. But constructive and positive, mostly. So, I hope I can help.
Acting, too, in the West End as well.
Yes, I did 4 months in once, which was amazing. That was a great experience. I really, truly loved it. I learned so much. I was totally exposed as a performer, which I totally recommend as well. I was scared at the beginning, thinking, what am I doing? I could, you know, make a massive mistake here. But I worked really hard. I rehearsed a lot. I trained very hard. I played a lot of guitar in my downtime. Mm. Learned the script back to front, and I gave it my all. And it did wonders for me and my career. So I totally recommend it for anyone in my shoes. But be aware, you've got to work hard to get ready for that.
Is that something that you might look to do again in the future, perhaps?
I don't think I'd jump into that. No, it was unique in the sense the show drew me. It was the draw, you know. It was a great play with songs. I love to go and watch musicals, but never saw myself in a musical. And this show was part of the draw. And the people part of it. So, yeah, and the songs were so special to me and still are today, hence the reason I recorded one of them for the album. So it was the show that drew me.
And the album itself is also quite personal to you. You were saying this before. Talk me through the kind of stuff that we can expect off the album.
The album, Time of My Life, took me 12 months. I started writing it while I was in once last Christmas, Christmas 2014. And it was... It was a labour of love. It was literally just me thralling through lyrics and chord progressions and learning how to be a better guitar player and playing with my voice and trying to be a better singer and just telling the truth, you know, saying how I felt as a person. And all of these different things just collaborated and came together for with these songs. And my friend Dan Healy, who I wrote the songs with, was a great influence as a songwriter and as a human being, really, and, you know, what he had to say. And you know, just where I was going in my life and how happy I was and the decisions that I'd made and the, you know, the stronger that I felt as a person, as a human being, and the more comfortable I felt in my own skin. All of these things reflected on the lyrics and on the melodies. And out came these songs, which for me, after, you know, 10 studio albums and 20-odd years, it is the most complete album I've ever had. And you know, I can stand back feeling very proud. I've given my best shot.
Well, I was just going to say, the way you talk about it, it does sound like you've been on a very long personal journey, but also it does sound like you have a real sense of pride about this album.
Yeah, I do. I have a great sense of pride. I think I wish I've had this sense of pride on every record I made, but I guess it's, you know, you get on a conveyor belt and you push out stuff that, you know, is not necessarily from your heart and you make it. I regret that, but there's nothing I can do about it. You know, there are some great songs in those moments that, I, you know, have given me this career and I love them. And I'm grateful for them. But then there's stuff I put out and I let the label and you know, I was talked into things that, you know, it's my own fault. I was weak. But that's okay. You know, that's all right. You've got to do that. You've got to make those mistakes. There's none of that on this album. I can stand back and say, no, this is what I wanted to make. This is for me. And I stand with it wholeheartedly, you know, with pride.
I looked at your tour dates. You're not coming to East Anglia, but we would love to see you here sometime because I know you've got a huge number of fans here. Will you come to East Anglia at some point?
I'd love to. I mean, the closest show to East Anglia, I mean, would be
London, I think.
Maybe we can squeeze it in. You never know.
Ah, you heard it here first. And what about the future after the tour? What's going to be ahead for you?
Oh, I've got a film coming out later in the year. It's a World War II drama, so I'll be promoting that towards the end of the year. And then Boyzone maybe next year, 2017, yeah, to mark our 25 years. Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Multi-talented, acting, singing, you name it, you've done it. It's been great chatting to you. Very best of luck for the album, which is out Friday?
It's out Friday, yeah. Time of my life out Friday. Cannot wait.
Ronan Keating, thanks for being on. Come back and see us soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks a million. Take care. God bless.